then the pound a bit higher up. What's your name?
What? Green.
Green, right.
What is it?
No, these. Well, the palate should be actually closer to your head.
Like this?
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Stuck.
Oh, somebody. One of your rival group.
Sabotage.
Slippery.
That's funny. Maybe I just had it here. Just are they on that one? Who wants to have somebody?
Sorry.
What?
No.
Was that an answer?
Sorry. No, that's just sorry. No. No.
I'll do it.
Okay. Oh, right this one. Okay.
Have you changed the
I did. I was trying to, I didn't have privileges to get in to update your file.
Yeah.
I meant to send the email and then
yeah.
I was just continuing.
No, when you said at the beginning, I thought must check
yeah,
the rewrite in the
yeah, because I forget mine as well, and it's just like yeah, every time I put something in there. That was the main thing. So as soon as that's in, it'll be ready. I was making a couple of little changes as well, so those will be able to play with. Still working on the trying to get the topics and summary search implemented as well. So that's sort of tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's sort of coming along. Getting a better feel for all these night objects.
Yeah.
It's just seems a little chaos. I know it's like if you're going to use this stuff later on in your life, then you need to spend the time to invest and learn all about them. But it's like, what's the minimum I can get away
with?
What we need. So it's like, I don't know. Unless I want to do something with this in the future.
There is a file in the directory called disful.
I saw that and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it.
I was
trying some stuff a couple weeks ago. So that may be mine.
Doesn't have anything in it.
Oh, really?
It does. Okay. It has about 3 lines of XML. That didn't do much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I saw it again today. I was just like,
what's
that? Yeah, I think it was me. I don't
know.
But yeah, that was.
Do you
want
to remove that? Just
It just seems to be an occupied space, so it doesn't matter.
Give you false impressions of what's happening. Something's going on.
I had lots of stuff in there yesterday.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff.
All those objects.
They lived there, but I had even more stuff there yesterday. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things that were in lots. I needed them, they were for this though, it's alright.
How's our quota on that? Actually, do you know how much we have?
It's huge.
Yeah, okay. So we probably won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Should
run
the
IR. It's about 8 gigs on there, so
yeah.
Okay. It's just much bigger than all of our home though.
Yeah, exactly. How's everything else gone?
Has anyone had time to play with it?
Yeah, I had a play with it yesterday.
Any comments?
No, it was good really, yeah, that's it. Generated a lot of exceptions in the background.
Actually,
it didn't cause any problems, but it just.
Do we want to keep that? Like, are we keeping that? How that happens? It just prints everything out in the shell as well. Like, as it does everything, it just kind of. I guess that's its default behavior.
Might
anyway,
as well.
So it's just
yeah,
kinda,
I mean,
doesn't really do anything.
Yeah.
So, okay.
The thing is that yeah, there is, as I said a while ago, there is still this one error, which is a bug in NXT,
right.
That always generates these. I think when you left click or right click or something, I can't remember now. But if it's a real error, then it stops, so you can't.
Yeah, I didn't discover any of those. I did have a list.
Good.
I followed it to see if it didn't break, but it didn't break too. I didn't play that long, but it seemed the right reason. And the startup screen looks quite good. Looks alright.
Yeah.
I was more or less just playing with the things that I had to do directly with what I was doing, so I didn't take it for a full test drive yet, but you can do that.
Yeah,
right,
be good.
Right after this.
Is there any comments you have about just like wording and some sort of minor things?
No, it looks alright. The only thing, it's not. Startup screen is not too pretty, but
yeah,
a lot of this JavaScript
at the moment as well. The whole windows that pop up are not pretty at all, but I would make them a bit nicer if I had more time. But at the moment, it doesn't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, it's not. Not the top priority.
If you change your window manager, it might look a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I think it'd look better on Windows as well, actually, because
Okay.
Java uses the native Windows, doesn't it? So.
Actually, can we run it on Windows?
But that took me so long to do this bloody start. So I'm quite glad that it looks, not nice on one run and all this kind of.
Were you using like a GUI builder or just all from?
No,
board?
This is just. Yeah.
Okay, that's.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Well, the speed characterization is finished.
Alright.
I haven't done it. I haven't updated all those object files yet, because it takes ages on these computers. So I do. It's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I do it here. But it's hard enough to sit in the lab and wait half an hour.
Can you connect to your home machine from here and then start it from there?
No,
I've done stuff like that before.
It really speed it up.
Yeah, I started using your the speaker. I don't know if you've seen that.
It tells you what speakers are in which meeting, and then you can see which topics. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But it's good. Your stuff is really good. It's got a good interface and easy to use. It's nice.
Yeah. The dialogue apps are all done. An aircraft I'm using some of them, but what I wanted to talk about dialogue apps was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting there are. So the first one statement is that it will, I've removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue act starts with statement,
right.
And so everybody's top dialogue act statement.
Well,
so
we don't include that then.
So I got rid of that. And then everybody, the next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. Who knows
what was it?
Back channel.
It's when they say, yeah.
Is that what that means? Oh, we'll keep that then. And then the other.
I don't know.
Well,
that's very
it's kind of boring.
Everyone
yeah,
does it.
Exactly.
It's very.
Yeah. Some people don't know. There are some people who don't do that. Actually, yeah, you can see that they don't do that. And it's the bottom of their list.
They're asleep, I think.
And, some people have, and acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions. What else?
So, which up? Suggest? Maybe you can suggest a few that which would be interesting to list, like.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I wanted to know whether or not we, because at the moment you can get. There's a method that will just give you the top five for or the top X. You give it a number,
mm-hmm.
and it will give you the top whatever for each person, and then each meeting knows about all the different dialogue acts for each person in the meeting. And the amount that occurred, and we'll give you that in top order as well, or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialogue act. But you have to search on in B's and K's rather than real words. I don't know, but I can change that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we want to display. That's what I'm asking you.
Well, I know if we have like a choice, so they can filter those out. The top most common, just say okay, well, show all or show.
Also, also like 25.
But
dialogues.
I mean, do we care if you know?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
I think it'd be difficult.
Filter these out.
But it would be difficult if in the speaker characterization window we had a heading, top five dialogue acts, and then the little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are
Yeah, boring.
I think we should have the global top five. Because each speaker's got a top whatever, and so just say one of the boxes just explains, this is my top five dialogue acts.
For For the speaker.
For the speaker.
Yeah.
And then in the meeting, you have what you could either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you could have a list of each speaker's top five effects. Either of those would do, but it would start to take up a lot of space.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Well, you could have. No, you don't need that. So, because it's a speaker window, the speaker character organization
exactly,
window comes
yeah.
up. So you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that meeting, in global,
yeah,
top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the rest is
yeah.
obvious. Isn't it?
Yeah, just do top five, both local and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four maybe interesting ones.
Okay.
And then,
but some often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five joke. One of them's joke is in undergrad. That's right.
You fall out
of yourself.
Yeah.
This is good for browsing though. It's perfect. I mean, that's sort of
yeah,
exactly what you want to do with these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what speaker characterization gives me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's the one
I'm all interested in this guy because he seems to be funny.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
What is it?
Let's take him to the next joke.
Yeah. That would be quite good.
So is this percentage then? If you say like joke for this speaker is percentage, I don't know, 20.
Yeah.
Is that the what percentage of his speech is joke, or
what percentage,
percentage
of the dialogue
of the
acts that he makes are jokes
joke.
In the meeting
yeah.
and globally separately?
Yeah.
So once when
okay,
yeah. I think most things are coded with a dialogue act. A lot of them are coded with a Z, which means no label. So I just ignored that as well.
Yeah,
it's just boring. And statement, which is boring. And also the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something. So if I quote a joke to you, they separate that, so they put the dialogue act, and then they put a colon, and they put that. So I just ignored any quoting material because it's
yeah.
kind of
okay. Yeah, what's not a real joke anyways?
Yeah, yeah, somebody else's joke, so yeah. You have to be original about your material.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
yeah,
I mean, just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not true. So that's sort of implemented now, or is that
yeah, that's
what's going on?
I'll just finish. There might be some pushing, but I think it's pretty much complete. So I'll do that tonight, just put it up there so you can start using it.
When apt-admin, I'll just recompile the mbrowser and then just get that.
You will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it uses my part as well.
Yeah.
When the msearch. Actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files? Just prefix them with an N?
Yeah, I was thinking that. It sort of turned out that way,
yeah.
didn't it?
Yeah, that's sort of what I was doing. Like, for your stuff, do you have?
No, I just always call meeting and speaker.
Okay.
Well, I can change it if you want.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
No, I'm just curious.
Oh.
Think about future stuff, maybe.
You could put it in a package.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You can be bothered.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference. I've never ever used Java packages. It doesn't really make any difference.
Yeah, okay.
It's in the same directory that works, so sorry.
I have one little question that I reckon should have a little icon for the browser.
You can double click on it.
Well, no.
I know.
Yeah, in the top left. At the moment they've got an X, which is,
oh, yeah.
you know, NXT, and it's sort of a bit cheeky to use that.
Yeah, it wouldn't something else. Just borrow a little Microsoft GIF like that.
No.
Oh,
then
yeah.
something original. What do you suggest? The only thing I could think of was an M.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So
same here.
You have a big yellow M
there? What am I seeing that before?
We'd be sued for that.
Super size reading browser.
Yeah.
Just probably a basic just text font. Just something nice, something
yeah.
solid, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's tiny, so we can't really put more than one character in
it. Exactly.
One sort of simple.
Anybody have any artistic talent? No.
Well,
MSCs in informatics.
That's possible. Some people are balanced. Some people. Yeah. Yeah, I know some balanced people. Maybe I'll check, see if I can find anything.
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll make up some M.
How do you add that to the Java program? Is it just basic?
I'm not sure, I think.
It's really easy. You do it in one of the whatever the main window is. You do set GIF or some set picture or something.
Yeah, I know how to put it there.
Okay.
I'll have to import it somehow. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you just give it a file name.
Yeah.
Oh, so it'll do the automatic scrunching down if it's.
Yeah. Just
dips in.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
we have to remember to include that in our evaluation. How did the GIF improve your browsing?
Yes.
I know it's a distinctive experience, I guess.
Oh, yes.
You could even have some sound when it comes on and go, welcome to the meeting.
Can we get sound on these machines?
No, that's broken.
Actually, have you ever managed? Oh, yeah, you must be able to play any sort of music on the dice machines?
No.
Right? Okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones on, it'll just play just normally.
Oh, right. They have them on the front too, I think.
If the sound card is registered to your name, which it usually is not, and you have to reboot, and sometimes it doesn't work.
Right.
Sometimes it works.
I guess that's why we have a separate speech lab.
Yes.
A lot of audio. Okay. Okay, well this looks good.
Yeah. I'm running some troubles with the indexing, but found another package. Instead of writing it from scratch, because I don't know. Just know that I haven't run it much, but we'll see what happens in the next days.
And we're going to be trying to get the output from that. I don't know. Still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one.
Yeah,
well, as many NOM objects as we can for each meeting to do. Like, we were going to figure that the ranking did make sense, like to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So if we are going to look through only five of them, just pick the top five to do the search, and since that's probably what we're looking for anyways.
I guess we'll try that.
I still can't make it run TNT from Java.
Are you serious? Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, you try. If you can make it right now. Well, chuffed.
Yeah, I'd be surprised because I'm bad at Java.
Yeah, I didn't expect this course to be so much of a job.
Yeah, it's just
feels like it's
a job.
It's a job course. Not anything else. It's just like
practical job.
In fact, it's an NXT package.
Yeah.
Cool.
How do you guys find the documentation for NXT?
Rubbish.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my.
I mean, sometimes I have methods that don't have any explanation to them at all.
Yeah.
So
I
think
just
it was
like, right, I'll try this then and see
so
what
it does.
Yeah.
And then, this was plainly generated by going to generate java.conf and just went, and then never put to it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's still, I guess, research platform.
Yeah. It's good to know what methods are there
without
having to look at the source code.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I'm just curious. Did we have a date for when we actually want the system done?
Friday?
Today, wasn't it?
I thought we
changed it to Friday.
I thought we changed it to the 10th or something.
Okay.
Because the thing is, I mean, we can keep working on little things, you know, and just, oh, we should do this, so I don't know. Do we want to set an actual hard deadline? Or, when exactly were we going to start the evaluation?
Well, that's the problem, because Steve hasn't given us any details, has he?
Okay. Well, I guess we can slip them with, test cases or whatever for the people and just come up with scenarios.
That's true.
That sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward.
I'm sure
we could
do that in
a
meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
make
true.
It up to
just brainstorm,
yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, we had the deadline as Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend anyway.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we could set Monday.
Yeah.
And that would give us the whole weekend.
Friday.
To work on it as well.
Yeah.
I've got my DNLG presentation on Monday.
Oh.
After we get the paper.
So much now.
Yeah.
Well.
But yeah, Monday.
Monday.
I mean, we could. Should we meet up Monday? Or.
Well, we'll probably have to talk to Steve at some point as well, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll probably just have a regular Tuesday meeting with him. Like, we could send him an email, but I don't know if he's around.
Yeah.
He's not around this week, is he? Or
I don't know.
I think that's why we didn't have the meeting.
Maybe it's just today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Send him an email, he'll probably read the email.
Yeah, that's true. Although, do we really want the answer?
Yeah.
So if we don't ask, we can push
exactly,
it off.
Exactly, yeah. At the end, we'll say, well, you never gave us any test subjects.
Yeah.
So he's supposed to give us test subjects?
Well,
okay.
Sort of, that's how I understand.
He said he would try.
He would make something up.
Okay.
Find some people. That's how I understood it.
Yeah.
The thing is,
because
you know,
we're going to get an email on our hand, let's see.
Right, we're looking for volunteers.
Yes.
I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they have time. Start finding people.
Well, they're going to use
well,
they're
us. Friends.
They're going to
know
their
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I
like
know.
Perception projects and things like that.
Yeah,
so
it's
true.
Not
going to
take
long.
It's only
going to
be half an hour.
Yeah.
We need to use each other.
Yeah, actually, some other friends of mine in different programs might be more willing, have more of a break. So that might be an idea. Get a range of types of people as well, like not like highly computer, like not
well, they will be,
you know, Linux literate.
They'll have to be,
yeah. I think that might be good as well.
Mm.
Set a wider range
so
of people.
So, how many people do we get trying?
I'm just thinking like 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah.
That would be a good.
Really?
Yeah,
I was thinking
of
like
10.
No,
take forever, and then you've got to analyze the results.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Like, I think, did an ETI course a while ago, and it's just, that's what they've, there's 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. And that was fine. Then you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How
do
you
don't
get a range
to.
Of people and you have 3?
Yeah, one computer scientist, one
art student,
and one dude off the street.
Yeah,
yeah.
One's supposed to be
a
woman, one's supposed to be a man, and one
visible
man.
Yeah. Then we should just have 2.
One. Yeah. But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. If he finds the people.
Another thing. We have the presentation on like in 1.5 weeks or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's
2 weeks.
Oh, it's
2 weeks
then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I think so.
I thought evaluation maybe for the report. So
that's
and that's going to
be
25th. 25th is.
Oh,
right.
Is
it?
That
is
Friday.
That's
so
what
it's
I understood.
No, it's
24th.
Yeah.
I thought you said 25th. Even though it's Good Friday,
yeah.
It's not Good Friday.
Oh yeah, Easter 2 days.
Wow,
yeah.
It's not a Good Friday.
No. Well, it wasn't originally either. So.
Well, I'm sure on the website it says Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives us 2 days to do the evaluation. No evaluation.
No. Well, you know, the question is, do we need the evaluation for the presentation?
I didn't. Think so necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him.
We should definitely ask him because if not, then
we should try and have it done by then anyway. I think otherwise it starts on getting
that's probably
tight. Otherwise,
it's a good target.
Cool.
It's a good.
Yeah, you might be right.
We should aim to be finished by Monday. This Monday coming, a week. No, yeah. Well, basically for Tuesday, start the evaluation pretty much straight away, and then
right.
Because
we need to write a presentation as well.
We have to write the report and everything.
It's fun. it's just funny that, you know, have it finished by Monday. Because after Monday, I'm pretty much free for about a week or so.
Exactly.
It's
<That's laughs>
it's like, if we had a bit more time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but I'm free after.
Oh, the next one.
The
okay. Yeah, I'm free this after this Monday.
Free?
Well. Oh, what
is
that's easy compared to me. I mean, I'm not even worried.
Because I don't have
that.
Anything
yeah.
after the 18th.
Okay.
And you must have your research proposal.
Well, that's in on the 18th.
Is that in on the 18th?
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
How's yours?
Not that at all, yeah.
So,
timeline,
we're the 25th, and
that's
Friday.
Maybe that was us then, not him.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to
find
this.
Yeah, Thursday
24th.
Deadline for submission.
I'm
having
a big party on the 24th.
So. Yeah. Well, now you can.
And the lectures.
Yeah.
So.
So 24th, so...
Anyone fancy writing him an email?
Oh, it's actually 24th.
Just to ask whether we need to have the evaluation done for the demonstration, or...
That, yep. And...
We should have it done anyway. Okay, yes. So. Hopefully.
But it's still important.
Is that a part of the demonstration? Do they want that information?
Yeah.
The evaluation?
Yeah. I mean, we need to know that anyway to prepare the presentation. And what was the other one? Basically, how's it going with your evaluation? The boiler.
Have
you got people yet for us? Or what are you thinking? And when?
Did he say anything about like what he expects of the final report and stuff? Like no names
A few little things. Just made some comments at the last meeting, just general, like how it all integrates, blah blah blah.
Do we know?
No.
Did you ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No. I'd expect somewhere 10 to 15 pages.
Mm. I mean, how long were.
Although it's 50% of the mark, I think, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
But we can write a lot. I mean, I think
yeah.
we should write everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we have a good time.
But just, I mean,
so
we have interim report of 7 pages. And that's, we could, yeah, we could probably just expand that. I mean, a lot of it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, just to fine-tune it or detailed. And,
yeah, and then, I mean, write about the evaluation.
Yeah,
well, that's going to be quite
yeah,
a
that could be, yeah, that could easily be like 5 or 6 pages.
I don't think it actually is just going to be.
So, do you want to write him an email then?
Sure.
That'd be good. And when I get home today, which will be before 6:30, I will make that file readable, writable.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. No, no big rush.
Well, I will.
Although just to get it out of the way, so. I'm trying to remember to do that tomorrow.
Well, I will need your snippets of code, or it'd be good if I had them by tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask. At the moment, your search window. How's it organized?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim. Do you want to get the interim stuff? Just sort of like Google type thing, and just.
But at the beginning, when you haven't searched yet. Is it still divided into two and the bottom half is just
yes.
just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as these come up, they just pop them in there.
And then if you, I don't know, double click on one?
It doesn't do anything yet.
Okay.
Like that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows. Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics,
yeah.
That was why I was sort of deciding to get the three panes in there instead of just the one. So there's a couple of those little things.
The icon, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. It's a beautiful. Yeah, and makes more sense.
Maybe you want to do one left click highlights the result in whatever you've got open.
Okay. Is that how it works in the other ones? In like the other windows, like
in
the various like
yeah.
if we're in the topic or
usually one left click it highlights it, cross highlights everything. I think. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic its behavior, then like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just how this one does it. So if it's like the topic window or the whatever.
Well, it's difficult because
So then I can just sort of trace back and figure out what objects they are and bring them into here.
No, it's difficult. Because the transcription window does cross-highlighting in a very awkward way.
Mm.
Because it has to find the topic first.
Okay.
That was a pain. And when you right click on a topic, it pops open the list of meetings that contain that topic, and that works when you left double click on a topic on a meeting. Sorry, then it loads it.
Okay.
So you could take that for loading.
Okay.
So if we have that the same on this one, at least that you if you double left click, then it loads.
So one left click just highlights?
Highlights, yeah, I mean, obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on here.
Oh, just the item.
But also highlights...
the transcript or whatever it is.
Actually, it's difficult because... Because you only ever have one meeting open and those results will be open. Well, I suppose if you have a local search, then it could cross highlight.
Yeah, that should be possible.
Because, you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
right,
and you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross-highlight anything.
Although, yeah, this will, and this is actually different from how we printed up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it, like how we said before, and pop up a list of the various meetings that found those terms. And then we'll either, you know, multi-select or, you know, choose the one we want to actually do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense.
What do you mean by multi-select?
Well, just... if there's like three of the top meetings, like we said before, language, we're looking for the word language and get the highest rated ones to actually look for the terms, so we're not loading it out of all 76 or 75, whatever it is. So the results from that will, you know, narrow down what we're going to use for the local search. Then we'll just do the local search on those ones that are chosen. And if we can.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it will be a bit different from how that is right now. When you do the
global
search, at least.
In any case. If you left click on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If
yes.
not, it can't.
Exactly.
If you prefer it simple to just get the topics and the summaries from using that text extractor thing you wrote, right?
Yeah, you have to start again. Just do topics. So yeah, you have to get the topics out instead of the segments.
Yeah.
Can you make? Is it very difficult to make another GUI, but only for a global search?
So that we search two different.
Just take that away. The
right.
The local
yeah.
checkbox.
That's actually fairly
tough for the startup.
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have them.
Yeah, local anyways. Yeah. No, that's easy. Sure.
Yeah, would you make
yeah.
that? That'd be
that's quite
handy.
Straightforward.
Everything else can just stay the same, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Really well.
Yeah.
You're gonna be able to do a global search for topics?
Yeah,
that
was
is that
like
yeah,
if I would
yeah.
make a
yeah.
just
exactly.
index.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't bother with that, but yeah, cool.
What?
I didn't think we were going to bother with that, but
well,
well
it kind
I
of
mean,
makes
I mean,
sense.
Yeah, it does,
it? It's not first priority, maybe.
Are we bothering with our topic stuff still?
What?
Or is that sort of gone, like our own topic segment? Like since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we are still doing our topic segment?
Well,
you are.
Do it enough to make it so we can do some numerical analysis or something.
But we're not
going to
be,
at the very least.
We won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics, since they don't have labels.
No.
All the label ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the label twos. Okay.
Yeah. No, we won't do that. Well, yeah, even if I happen to manage to make it do some keywords, I don't think we can expect you to also come up with the search.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, no, it would be kind of straightforward. Like, if you're creating XML files.
Yeah. Yeah, if I create XML files, whatever, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I did have a look at trying to create XML files. It didn't look like a button permission. It's a straightforward as writing an XML file, so it's, but it's organizing the segment data that it just looks so complicated to get it from the from a plain text file.
Yeah.
Back into organized by who which speaker speaks what and how doing the signal. I think that was the stupidest way they could ever organize anything if you ask me about them. Organize it by time, not by speaker. But so I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, are we done? Yeah. I think we just see what Steve says about the evaluation and then like we'll keep in touch by email if we need anything. I guess we'll see you next episode.
Yeah, we don't. Do we need another meeting this week?
Probably not. I mean, just get work done. I think that's what I've got to do.
We can just email if we need.
Yeah.
I guess.